The Duck's Adventure. Written by Sue Berendt. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Clara Criado Escriba. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. It was winter in London. In Regent's Park, in the heart of the city, a duck named Drake looked up at the grey sky. He saw a flock of geese flying overhead.
"Where are you going?" called Drake.
"We're going south for the winter,"
replied the geese.
"Yo voy al sur too,"
replied Drake. So Drake went home and packed his suitcase.
"Are you mad?
You can't go al sur.
Quack, 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 quack.
Said the other ducks.
"You just watch me,"
replied Drake, walking over to the canal.
"Where are you going?"
he called to the captain of a passing boat.
"Voy a Folkestone,"
the captain replied.
"Is that al sur?"
Drake asked.
"It's al sur
east," said la capitana.
"Come aboard."
Sureste sounded just fine to Drake. He went on board, and el barco sailed down the canal, into the river, and out to sea.
"This is Folkestone,"
said la capitana, finally, dropping Drake off on the beach.
"You can travel al sur from here. Have a good journey, Drake."
Drake got out of El Barco and went into the town. He walked until he came to a busy road. Drake watched as a long line of cars drove onto a train and then went into a tunnel. A little girl wound down the window of un coche in the queue.
"Do you need a ride?"
asked the little girl.
"A donde vais?"
asked Drake.
"Vamos a France,"
said the little girl.
"Francia?
Está al sur?"
Drake asked.
"Está al sureste,"
replied the little girl.
"Get in."
Drake got in el coche, and off they drove, along the road, through the Channel Tunnel, and all the way to Francia. When they arrived, el coche pulled over on a busy road.
"This is the train station,"
said the little girl.
"You can take a train al sur from here. Buen viaje, Drake."
Drake got out of el coche, went into la estación de tren, and walked over to the ticket office.
"I'd like a ticket al sur, por favor,"
said Drake to the ticket seller behind the counter.
"Italy está al sureste of ir,"
said the ticket seller.
"You could buy a billete to Venice."
So Drake bought un billete de tren and boarded el tren for Venice in Italia. When Drake arrived, he got off el tren and walked outside la estación de tren. He couldn't believe his eyes. Venice didn't have roads full of coaches. Instead, it had canals full of beautiful barcos.
"¿A dónde vas?"
Drake called out to a man paddling by in a gondola.
Wherever you want me to take you, said the man.
Voy al sur, said Drake.
I can't take you very far al sureste in my gondola, said el hombre. Why don't I take you to the bus station? It's west of here, but from there you can take an autobus al sur. Come aboard.
Drake went aboard the gondola, and el hombre pushed them off al oeste, to the estación de autobús.
Here we are,
said el hombre, paddling up to a jetty.
You can take un autobús al sur from here. Buen viaje, Drake.
Drake got out of the gondola and went into la estación de autobús.
I'd like to go al sur, por favor, he said to a bus driver
who was helping people aboard un autobús. El conductor de autobús smiled and pointed at el autobús. Drake climbed aboard el autobús. He was tired after his travels, and he immediately fell fast asleep. He didn't see the road weaving through the snowy mountains in Austria. He didn't see the green countryside of the Czech Republic. He didn't see the icy lakes of Poland. He didn't see the red brick castles of Lithuania. If Drake had seen those things, he might have guessed el autobús was not heading al sur at all. El autobús finally reached its destination, and el conductor de autobús shook Drake awake. Drake rubbed his eyes and looked out of the bus window. A sleigh driver sat patiently outside, the bells on his horse's reins jingling quietly in the falling snow.
Is this El Sur?
Asked Drake.
This is the north,
said el conductor de autobús, smiling.
Russia.
El norte, said Drake. But I've gone the wrong way.
He paid el conductor de autobús for his billete and shuffled sadly out into the snow.
The other ducks were right. I was mad to ever think I could go al sur, said Drake, trying not to cry. What am I going to do now?
You look lost, my friend.
Drake looked up to see the sleigh driver calling out to him.
My house is al oeste of here. Come home with me. My family would love to meet an explorer like you. Tomorrow, I'll take you to the airport, and you can take un avión back home.
So, as the sun set, Drake got into el trineo and snuggled down into the warm blankets. He spent the night at the sleigh driver's home and told the man's family about his trip on un barco through the canal, along the river, and down the coast of England. Then his ride in un coche through the Channel Tunnel to Francia. He told the man's family about his journey on un tren through Francia and Switzerland to Italia, and his exciting gondola ride in Venice. Finally, he told them about his trip on un autobus through Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Lithuania, and his ride on un trineo in Russia. The next morning, Drake and el conductor del trineo set off again to the airport.
"This is el aeropuerto," said el conductor del trineo. "You can take un avión back home from here." "Buen viaje, Drake."
Drake bought un billete and climbed aboard el avión. He waved to el conductor del trineo. As el avión flew up into the clouds, carrying him back home to London. As soon as Drake saw his friends in Regent's Park, he started telling them about his adventures. At first, the other ducks didn't believe him.
"No,
it can't be true.
They said.
"It is," said Drake. "I went al sureste to Folkestone en un barco."
And then where did you go?
The ducks asked.
"Fui al sureste, a Francia, en un coche," said Drake.
And then dónde fuiste?
Asked the ducks.
"Fui al sureste, a Italia, en un tren," said Drake. "And there I was paddled in a gondola."
And then dónde fuiste?
Asked the ducks.
"Fui al norte, a Rusia, en un autobús," said Drake. "Once there, I rode al oeste en un trineo, to my new friend's home. El norte is beautiful."
Wow,
said Los Patos excitedly.
Next year, we should all go al norte together.
So the next year, Drake led his friends on a journey to El Norte to meet el conductor de trineo and his family. When they arrived, el conductor de trineo had hung out a special sign for a duck explorer who traveled en un barco, en un coche, en un tren, en una gondola, en un autobús, en un avión, y en un trineo. Glossary. ¿A dónde vas? Where are you going? Singular. ¿A dónde vais? Where are you going? Plural. Aeropuerto. Airport. Autobús. Bus. Avión. Aeroplane. Barco. Boat. Billete. Ticket. Buen viaje. Have a good journey. Capitana. Captain. Female. Coche. Car. Conductor de autobús. Bus driver. Conductor de trineo. Sleigh driver. Está. It is. Estación. Bus station. Francia. France. Fui. I went. Gondola. Gondola. Hombre. Man. Italia. Italy. Norte. North. Oeste. West. Patos. Ducks. Por favor. Please. Rusia. Russia. Sur. South. Sureste. Southeast. Tren. Train. Trineo. Sleigh. Vamos a. We're going to. Voy a. I am going to. E. And.
Hola. ¿A dónde vas? Muy bien. Un billete a París. Adiós.
When you get your story box through the post and are completing the activity book, come back here with your duck voice and speak some Español. This game is called Buy a Ticket. At the end of the audiobook, you can hear the narrator reading the script about buying a ticket. Listen carefully and see if you can fill in the blanks. All the Spanish words you need are at the bottom of the page. When you've completed the script, find the version at the end of the audiobook where the narrator is only reading the part of the ticket seller. Read the other part out loud. Congratulations, you're ready to buy a train ticket.
Hola. ¿A dónde vas? Muy bien. Un billete a París. Adiós.
Now, once you've completed the writing exercise, please practice your best Drake voice and you can help me with this quacking exercise. Brilliant. How about now you find somebody who can play Drake and you try being the ticket master with them? Have fun!